So microchips over medicine, in a sense. I think bioelectric medicine is one field where I'm paying a lot of attention.
Bioelectric medicine.
So where can you use stimulation? It doesn't automatically have to be stimulation. It could be something more like ultrasound, but how can you use non-invasive technologies or even an implant to say, change how your brain is firing, or to inhibit or excite a certain part of the brain, or to stimulate the, say, vagus nerve, in some cases related to autoimmune dysfunction or rheumatoid arthritis. For instance, there was a piece on the cover of the New York Times not too long ago about this. How can you use electricity, in effect, to treat issues with fewer side effects than pills or injectables or IV or whatever it might be? So the accelerated TMS specifically, I think, is very interesting. There's a protocol called the SAINT protocol. It's been modified in a couple of different ways, but the primary or one of the best-known researchers behind that, unfortunately, committed suicide a few months ago. A friend of mine, Nolan Williams, developed a lot of these approaches along with his team. But you see, in some cases, after a week, 70-80% remission of treatment-resistant depression, with just as much, if not more, durability than psychedelic experiences. So I have a lot of time on the research side, also on the experiential side with psychedelic-assisted therapies, and have taken copious notes for well over a decade on everything, and know a lot of the people who are at the top of that field. And I would say that bioelectric medicine is just as interesting. That has had a huge impact on my life. Very early days, very early. But that is certainly of interest. And then I would say the therapies and tools like Morning Pages, it's so simple. Morning Pages and fear setting, these are not small things, guys, at least not for me. Like, if your life is ruled by fear, because what I realized is, for me personally, in a sense, I was mistreating myself by focusing on the depression. And what I only realized in the last 5 years is that the depression was downstream of other things. I had anxiety, right? Which was maybe out of the box. Like, I have family members who make my OCD look like amateur hour. Like, they're so over the top. When you combine that with hypervigilance, like, your life is ruled by fear and worry. And when you have that as one of your defaults, something like fear setting, something like Morning Pages is not a small thing. Like, it is actually a very big deal. And when you start to look at psychedelic-assisted therapies, or frankly, honestly, off-the-rack, regular antidepressants like SSRIs or selective, like SNRIs. I mean, there are many different types. For some people, those are a godsend, right? But when you start to combine some of these things with medical supervision, with therapies, right? Whether that's CBT, there's one called DBT, which I think is very interesting. Peter Attia, MD, is a big proponent of DBT.